that probably scoreboard probably flatters us a little bit, you know. In the first half there was a lot of chances missed by Antrim, and if them chances had been taken, it could have been a different game. And we're happy with the result, and you'll always be happy with an Ulster Championship victory. There's loads of things for us to work on, and you know, we're going to have to use these next couple of weeks to work on them, because it definitely won't be good enough.
It took the goal probably to settle you, didn't it?
It did, yeah. And you know, if you look back on the game, you know, we scored the goal at one end and they shaved the post at the other end just before it, and that's a massive swing in any game. And I suppose our boys probably took a lot of confidence from that and pushed on from it, you know. But as I say, there's a lot of things we need to work on for the next day.
Yeah, and obviously in the second half, really, you know, they only scored once, I think, until late on, and they got the goal obviously and a couple of late points, but really it was over long before even Patrick got the third goal.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose when the game opened up a wee bit, it was the style of play Antrim were playing, and they're getting men behind the ball. I suppose when we got the lead opened up, I suppose they couldn't really play that way, and the more they came out to attack us, the more scores we got. And I suppose, to be fair to Antrim, they kept going and they finished with a great goal there at the very end.
Yeah. How difficult was it to motivate yourself for that game?
Yeah, but also Championship game, it's never difficult to motivate yourself, and especially at home with the home crowd supporting you. And I suppose you want to get off on the right foot, because it's something you just can't turn on and turn off on any day. So we wanted to start off well, and we'll be hoping to do that the next day.
And in terms of, obviously, the opposition is going to be much stiffer the next day, in terms of that game, how beneficial was it to you?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I suppose for the younger lads, you know, we had four or five making their debut, and some of the rest of the players without that much experience. It was an Ulster Championship game, and any game it's a change, it's a lift from the league, so it'll be good for them to get the experience. But definitely, regardless of who comes through, the Derry or Tyrone, it's going to be a massive step up the next day, and it's one that we're going to have to be ready for.
And I suppose the benefit is, as you said, you've got the young fellas blooded, they know what Ulster Championship is about now.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose for your first game, it's always, I suppose, the intensity levels and the fitness levels required is probably a bit of a shock to the system, you know. So those young fellas that may not have experienced that before have got that experience, and they know what to expect the next day, and maybe even at a higher level. So it's something to look forward to.
You came off near the end. Did you tweak something, or was it?
Just a small bit on my hamstring. I think I'm more cramped than anything. So should be okay in a week's time.
That's been troubling you for a while, has it?
It has. Yeah, but funny, it's just a cramp on the left leg this time. So it's different to the previous injury this year. So it's a good thing.
So happy the season's up and running. The Championship's up and running.
Yeah, that's it. It's always good to start off with a victory and move on to the semi-final.